What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Keller, here with Color Media and REI.video. And today I've got a special guest on the show, and I'm excited to have the one, the only Sam Prim out of St. Louis, Missouri. Down there, not too far from me, but man, I'm a fellow Midwesterner. I'm excited to have Sam on the show. And there's a couple reasons for this. First of all, so Sam and, Lucas, these guys, you guys got to go look them up. Everything that we talk about is going to be linked in the description here or the show notes on the website. So make sure you go check all that out, you know, whatever we talk about that. But these two guys have an incredible backstory, which we're, you know, this podcast is all about marketing. So I'm going to have Sam introduce himself and kind of go a little deep into that. But at the same time, like these guys are putting out some awesome content. And thanks to Yates, your guys' marketing director, he's actually leveraging our platform, REI.video, and you guys are our biggest customer right now with the videos coming in. So we appreciate that. And the videos that these guys are doing are just like really creative, really engaging content. So I want you to go, we're not going to be talking about that today, but I do want you to go and check these videos out and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We'll have that linked, like I said. But see what they're doing with their content. I mean, it's incredible, great stuff that they're doing. I mean, it's a lot of documenting too, which is my favorite, where they're actually going to these houses and they're looking at these houses already and they're just filming while they're there. So really, really excellent strategy. But I've got Sam on the line. Sam, what is going on, dude? How you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing up there? And you're not a Cubs fan, are you?
Man. So I'm a Southsider. I grew up on the South Side. So White Sox all the way. So we're okay, right? Like,
that's better. We're good.
We're good. Okay.
No, we're good. Yeah, we're good, man. I'm doing great. It's good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. So I visited these guys down there in St. Louis a couple months back. Man, it feels like it was forever ago. I mean, it was before this whole COVID-19 pandemic, but got to see firsthand. I got to attend their meetup group, and it was just, it blew my mind how awesome the show was. Like it was a production. Like the show was Sam and Lucas both presented. I believe you guys talking about Burr, your Burr strategy and how you guys like leverage rentals to create financial freedom. And it was just super engaging for everybody. The house was packed. I don't remember the exact number that of people that were there, but we're going to talk about this today a little bit and how you guys actually leverage this to kind of bring deals to the table and, you know, get your name out there in the St. Louis market. So these guys are very much niched. If you guys know Brian Schroeder, he's also a part of these guys, the faster House Buyers Club, the Faster Freedom. You guys got your mastermind and all that stuff that's going on. So yeah, I'm going to have Sam introduce himself. So Sam, who you are, what you do, a little bit about what you guys got going on.
Awesome. Yep. Nice to be introduced. My name is Sam Prima out of the St. Louis market. I got involved in real estate 2014. I think we bought one house, me and my business partner, Lucas, who Josh has mentioned. We bought one house that year, Reach had full-time W-2 jobs that Lucan did not enjoy his job. I enjoyed mine. Our goal was just kind of build rentals as we kept our W-2 jobs, but then we started to get momentum. We got an apartment contract, a apartment complex under contract, and then we were approached by Brian Schroeder, who's mentioned, who owned Faster House at the time, about partnering with him. So we jumped off the full-time W-2 job, which everybody who has a W-2 job they don't like, that's their dream, is to be able to say, you know, here's my 2 weeks, I'm going to work for myself. So we did that, and right now, Faster House, our flipping company, our goal is to buy 185 houses this year. Last year, we bought 168, I believe, so we're going to bump it up a little bit. Me and Lucas' rental portfolio is sitting at 110 doors now. We're looking to actively grow that. With, like you mentioned, our YouTube channel earlier, that's what we do, is we're actively doing it. So it creates great content. We're actively buying, so we're not, you know, we have not bought a rental in 10 years. We're buying, you know, several a month, so we're just walking you through that. Which is exciting. We're doing a lot of different things. We just put an offer on a storage facility today. So hopefully we'll get that. So we're just kind of doing a lot of different things, very aggressively growing our portfolio right now, which is provides for good content and we're a good buyer. We buy from our flipping company, Faster House, into our rental portfolio. So we're the best buyer for our flipping company as well. So growth mode for the foreseeable future until we decide to stop. But right now we're just going.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys know that the people that I get on the show here, they are actively doing what we're actually talking about on the show, right? So I know a lot of podcasts out there, they get, you know, the gurus and people that are influencers on, and they haven't touched real estate for 10 years. They just, you know, they did two flips that made them a couple million bucks like 10 years ago. And, you know, now they're just, you know, going around the country speaking and talking about it. That's not the type of people we want on the show here. We get people that are actually doing it.
Yeah, I looked at three houses this morning with one of our acquisition guys. The acquisition guys were all up to me and looked at three houses this morning. So we are actively doing it, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to jump into it here in just a second. But before we do, guys, I do want to mention, like I said, these guys are our number one customer when it comes to REI.video. So make sure you guys are checking that out. REI.video, a platform where you can film your own video content, whether it's with your cell phone camera or whatever, Zoom on your webcam, send that on over, the raw footage, to REI.video. We're going to get that edited and produced for you. You can customize it however you want. Tell us to add captions, tell us to add music, infographics, you know, any kind of like graphics, transitions, stuff like that. Anything that you want, unlimited revisions and 48-hour turnaround time. So make sure you do check it out. Go to REI.video. When you place an order, if this is your first time, use coupon code FIRSTVID at checkout and you'll get 50% off your first order. Like I said, 48-hour turnaround time, unlimited revisions. You get the exact video you want. So if you're a real estate investor that wants to do content marketing and wants to get videos out there like we're talking about, go check out REI.video. All right, cool. So Sam, today we're going to be talking a little bit about Facebook and how that's helped your SEO, which is an extremely interesting topic, because when we typically talk about SEO, you don't really talk about Facebook. When you talk about Facebook, you don't really talk about SEO. Before we jumped on the call here, you talked a little bit about, you know, you were discussing what you guys got going on down there and how that ramped up your leads significantly. So I'm interested to hear what you got going on. So I'm just going to hand you the mic. You take it over. Tell us everything that you got going on, the correlation between the two of Facebook and SEO, and how you guys were able to ramp up your leads and what you did to do that.
Okay, awesome. I appreciate it. So yeah, I'll kind of lay the foundation of it. So we do a lot of different things to get leads, you know, direct mail, AdWords, Facebook, SEO, a lot, you know, drive for dollars, all the things that a lot of people do. And there for a while, we were spending quite a bit a month in AdWords, and we had an SEO that was doing okay, and we had not delved into Facebook yet. This was probably a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So we decided to take half of our budget. So we kept it with our same budget. We decided to take half of our budget away from AdWords and put it into Facebook. So that's what we did. We created a bunch of Facebook ads. We got with a local ad agency and created a bunch of really high quality Facebook ads. The goal was obviously to produce Facebook leads. So we had some of the leads with Facebook lead forms, you know, getting leads directly from there. Some of them then we sent to our website to, you know, kind of hopefully filter them a little more and let them know a little bit more about what we're about, not just calling, hey, what my house is worth. It gives us a little more filtering, so we get a little higher quality leads when they go to our website. So we kind of did that and then just kind of started to get some more SEO leads. We started to get more AdWords leads. We cut our AdWords budget in half, but we started to get more leads because we had more people going directly and clicking directly on our, they were, you know, we didn't have to bid as much because they were clicking on our name and what we were bidding for. So we were able to do that with the same budget. And just to kind of break down the numbers, we'll get into the details if we want to here in a minute. But in the 6 months prior to turning on Facebook ads, we had 42 SEO leads. So, you know, five, six a month, which isn't horrible, but not great. The 6 months after, we had 128 SEO leads. So we went from 42 to 128 leads, and we went from 11 buys to 20 buys in that 6 month period. And we had a lot more buys on the board. We just kind of took the 6 month stamps. We had some we hadn't closed on yet. So basically, kind of creating the online, we just created a lot more online activity is what it boils down to. We got Facebook leads, we got SEO leads, we got AdWords leads, all with the same budget, just because if you have all three of them working together, you know, a lot of really cool things can happen.
Man, that's super interesting. So this is something that that's very fascinating to me, especially when it comes to the real estate investing industry, because as you know, I'm very much niched into the real estate investing industry, working with active investors, but also the influencers. And one thing that I hear a lot of active real estate investors say a lot is like, AdWords doesn't work, Facebook ads don't work. And then I look at like, I'll actively tell them like, hey, show me your ads. Let me see the creative. Like, what are you actually running an ad on? And then I look at it, I'm like, no wonder you're not getting results. This is like a really shitty ad. And you know, that's the bottom line. They don't know how to build it out, which, hey, that is not a problem. Like, if you do not have a strength in building out Facebook ads, but you can close deals and, you know, get deals under contract and flip a house and that kind of thing, like, that's your primary strength. Like, don't be like, you know, don't be like disarmed by that. That's okay. You don't have to know how to build ads, but don't say that Facebook ads don't work if you don't actually know how to use it. It's the difference between handing me a basketball and saying, go make $1 million and I'm not going to be able to do it, but you hand a basketball to LeBron James and tell him to make $1 million, then he's going to know exactly what to do because he knows how to use that tool. I do not. So this is why it's so fascinating to me, because I hear that go around a lot by active investors where they try to, you know, a lot of active investors, I understand they're bootstrapping it, so they're doing their own marketing. But like, when you guys were running the ads, so let's go back to what you were doing first, which was the AdWords. What kind of ads were you guys running? Were we running videos? Were you running just copy? Were you running images? I mean, like, what, tell us a little bit about the ads that you're running. And then I do want to transition to that into like what you're actually running for the Facebook ads as well.
Yeah. Most of our AdWords stuff was, you know, bidding on keywords, and we had a company doing, we did have some like retargeting with some banners and some different things and some visuals and things like that, but nothing too fancy, just basically bidding on the keywords that we felt were most relevant to get us the best leads. So that was basically what we're doing for AdWords. But then we went into Facebook. It was just a completely new experience. Like you said, we hired it out because I'm probably better than you with the basketball, but not as good as LeBron James with the basketball. So probably lean more towards your side. Yeah. So I don't know how to make $1 million with the basketball. Maybe make $100. So we love that. Really, ads are super high quality ads, and you get in front of somebody 7 to 11 times is the goal in a 28-day period. So you're just always there, because in our business, unfortunately, a lot of the people we deal with have an issue with the house or with them financially, that they get rid of their house. We provide the service to help them get rid of the house. So you never know when that situation is going to happen. So you just need to always be top of mind with people. So it's kind of a long-term game. We're always in front of them, always putting high quality ads in. We upload our direct mail list. We upload our driving for dollars list. We upload the people that call our office. We upload all of that into Facebook. So we're creating audiences around those people, because you just never know. A very normal, healthy person with a good house could have a parent or or a significant other fall ill or something like that. That is terrible that could happen, but you just never know what's going to happen. So the goal is to be in front of them as much as possible. And our goal, like you said, is to have the high, super high quality, visual, open, transparent ads to just let them know we're there if they need us.
Okay. So one thing that I want to mention, so big kudos to Sam on this, because This is something I tell people to do all the time, but hardly anybody actually does it, which, I mean, that's like, you know, that's like mentoring 101, right? Like, you, 90% of the people that you give information to are going to do nothing with it. But here's the thing. So what Sam explained there towards the end shows how efficient you can be with a list. So he mentioned he uploaded the list that he had, like you mentioned, several different lists, and ran a custom audience ad towards those people. This is extremely, extremely good strategy. Like the strategy, but doing that, because you're already hitting them with direct mail, or if you're, you know, if these are people that you have like on a text blasting list or cold calling list or whatever, like you're already hitting them. But that is more of like marketing where you're actually chasing them and you're actually like going after them, as opposed to on a Facebook ad, they're just going to be scrolling nonchalantly on their phone and then all of a sudden come across your ad and see like, oh, these guys gave me a cold call the other day. I'm interested in this. Maybe I should give them the call. So it's more interruption marketing. So it's not actually like ruining their day, because then they can just scroll past it if they want to. But this is a lot, like the efficiency in what you just said and explained that you did is just like very big kudos to you, because people need to do this. If you have a list, use that list to the fullest potential. Run a $1,000 Facebook ad against that list, because that is, you know, it, especially if you've already hit them with direct mail or with cold calling or texting or whatever, like that's not a cold audience. That's a warm audience. They already know about you. They already know what's going down. They've already heard you, whether it's good or bad. You know, they're like, don't call me again, or, you know, F you, take me off your list, that kind of thing. Like, but it's still a warm audience because you've already hit them. They know about you. They're aware. And that's like the biggest thing, is like the biggest piece of the funnel when it comes down to it in marketing is the awareness stage, because that's the biggest pool of people that you got to market to. And then you drop them down into that next phase, which is they're aware and now they're in the decision-making mode. And so massive kudos to you for using that list to its fullest potential. And guys, this is easy. Simple Google search, how to upload a custom audience to Facebook and run an ad against it. It's easy to do. So you literally, all you really need is a name, first name, last name, phone number, email address, and as much like, those are like the four primary things that you need, especially phone number, it's like gold. Email, it's just as good. But then you upload that list and it's like, you can directly market your ads to those people, like the people that you want to hit, not like that Facebook thinks you want to hit. So yes. I think that's valuable.
No, yeah, you're right. It's super simple way to upload. Like you said, just look it up and you're going to upload 1,000 names and phone numbers. You might get 500, 600, you know, 50, 60% hit rate that Facebook can directly advertise to, but that's better than not even sending it to them.
Yep.
And what we've been kind of doing recently, trying to step it up a notch, is we have our general awareness ads, just come to us if you need us kind of thing, like you talked about. We're using all different channels that we can to reach those people. But what we recently just started doing is finding a pre-foreclosure list, someone that house is getting foreclosed on, or a potentially inherited list, and creating specific Facebook ads for those people, like potentially inherited list. So like the ad is like, do you have an unwanted house kind of thing, where someone is inheriting a house. Lots of times people don't want them. A, they don't know what to do with them. B, if it hasn't been updated in 30 years, because they're, one parent unfortunately passed away, the other parent, they just moved into a senior care facility. The house hasn't been updated since the 70s. These people don't want that house. They don't want to fix it, doing with it. So we're doing our big top of the funnel, like you said, but then also we're kind of saying, all right, these people, we can tell that they potentially inherited through the data that is public data that we buy. We're trying to give them a specific ad, say, hey, this is the property that you have unwanted. If it's unwanted, we want it, kind of thing. So we're trying to kind of step it up a little bit as well. There's a lot you can do. So
yeah. Have you seen a lot of good results from doing that, from that strategy specifically?
We just started it this quarter. So
got it. Okay.
We've had some luck with it, but we just too new. Literally ads been out for a few weeks.
I was going to say, I want to have you back in another quarter or two quarters to talk about, like, to see what results you're getting with that. The reason why I love that so much is because, and if you guys have been listening to me for any length of amount of time, you've probably heard me say this, but my favorite word when it comes to marketing is relevance. And when it comes down to it, the fact that he's taking those lists, those pre-foreclosure lists, and creating an ad specifically towards that, as opposed to just a blanket ad that says we buy houses, you could say going into pre-foreclosure, we can help you. Like something like that. It's very specific to their pain point. You're going to create a lot of relevance with that. And relevance creates a know, like, and trust chain effect with them. And when you get to that trust, so you got to know them, then they got to like you, which is where that relevance comes in. And they're going to start, you know, trusting you. And once you get to that trust phase, it's, you're going to be top of mind. And when they're ready to pull the trigger, they're more than likely going to give you a call. And so that relevance factor is massive. I'm glad you brought that up. And I'd be very, very interested to see what results you get with that. I've done this kind of marketing for other clients that I have, and it works 100% of the time. I mean, it's just like the ROI on creating a very specific, now you got to understand, like, the pool of people is much smaller than just like everybody. So you're not going to get as many impressions, but we're not worried about impressions because that's vanity metrics. We're worried about conversions. And so the conversion rate is going to be significantly higher if you do it that way. So I love that, man. That awesome stuff. Awesome nuggets that you're sharing here. So we're going to wrap it up here in just a few minutes, but, the last thing I want to talk to you about is here is the meetup group. Now I've had, one or two other people, Dylan Tanaka, he was on here out of Detroit. He talks about how he had a has a meetup group, and that's one of his primary sources of getting deals. So I'm not sure if that's the same scenario for you guys, but I mean, I'm just telling you, when I was at this meetup group, I mean, even if you're not in the St. Louis market, swing by and just go to this thing. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, obviously when we're out of this pandemic, but like this meetup group, Faster House Buyers Club, is just absolutely incredible. And the level of like the attention to detail, the marketing, the branding that's inside of it is just, it's great marketing that you guys are, you got going on there. So kind of talk to us about, I know, you know, you, Brian and Lucas, and then obviously Yates, you know, you guys are all really big into running that side of things. Why you guys started it? Why, what results has it brought you from a marketing perspective? So if you want to talk about that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So we started it probably 3 or 4 years ago, and kind of when these were a little bit newer, there wasn't a bunch of them around. So we're one of the newer ones in the St. Louis area. And now we've grown to, I think we have as much attendance or more attendance than anybody else. We average around 150 people a month, which is pretty good. The one you came to, Luce and I were speaking, I think we had a little over 300 people there. Yeah, so yeah. I mean, there was standing room. We serve them food. It's a break even enterprise for us. So we serve food there. There's a cash bar. We have a good time. It's a really nice area. We play music afterward and hang out. We just try to create a culture of like-minded people where we're helping them. They're potentially, you know, bringing us deals and helping us. So real quickly, the reason why we do it is because we have different companies. We have a traditional brokerage, so it's a great way to advertise us and our people and potentially get agents. We have a house buying company, or a flipping company, Faster House. We buy and sell houses and meet wholesalers there and sell to wholesalers there. So deals happen there. We also have a hard money lending company, Faster Funds Lending. And so a lot of people that borrow money from the lending company go there, and it's just a way to help feed all of our different companies. And we just market that as, you know, it's $100 for a year membership, free for your first time. We spend $1,000 a month on food. It's a break-even enterprise for us, but it helps get our name out there. It helps with our education. It helps fill our mastermind. So it kind of helps all our different funnels of our real estate business all in one meeting. And it's fun, man. People have fun there. People are sitting there kicking us out at the end, having a few drinks after hanging out, and deals get done there. Every single time I see someone in the back signing a contract. So it's just a great environment. I mean, you were there yourself. We spend a lot of time and detail and make it visually appealing and open to people come. We have different check-in counters, and the new, if it's your first time, you go outside and we kind of run you through what to expect to make you feel open. Then when you get, then, you know, we shop deals there and stuff. So it's a lot that goes into that 2.5 hour time frame, but we get a lot of repeat members and people really seem to like it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, here's my takeaway is that I'm not telling everybody that's listening to this, you need to go start your own meetup and run 300 people every single meeting. That's not what I'm talking about here. I mean, like if you're well established in your market, it may be a good idea to actually do that. So, you know, come visit these guys meetup group. And, you know, take a look at what they're doing and then take that back and maybe start your own and get something rolling. But at the same time, like mine is more like drawn out to 1,000-foot view concept for what they got going on here. He mentioned that this meetup group helps feed their lending company, their wholesaling company, their, you know, the buy and hold company, and a couple of other things. I mean, you got your education and that kind of stuff. What this is, you know, he talked about like, this is a break-even type event, Okay. Their goal is not to be millionaires off of this meetup group. That's not the goal. The goal is to drop people into this marketing funnel and create an inception marketing concept, right? So you get them to come to the event. They're going to get insane value. Like the stuff that, you know, just the one that I was there that Sam and Lucas taught was like next level type stuff that could literally change people's lives if they actually did something with the information. So you're getting value, you get tons of value, but the inception inside of it is that they're delivering that value. And because of that, they're building that know, like, and trust with everybody in the audience because they're getting value. They feel like they're getting something out of it for $100 a year. And then who, you know, when they need lending on a fix and flip, who's the first person that they're going to give a call? More than likely, it's going to be the person that's delivered the most value to them. And they're going to give, you know, Faster Funds a call because they were at the meetup group and they got some value and they're like, I need a loan for my fix and flip. So who am I going to call? That's inception marketing where you can pull people in and just, it's not multi-level marketing. That's not what I'm talking about. This is just a different concept where you're just delivering value to different stages. And you can do this with sellers all day long too. You can go to them. I know one of my buddies, Max Keller, he has a book that he actually gives senior citizens because his biggest target audience is senior citizens that are, you know, stuck in their home. They don't know what to do with it. And they're moving into the next phase of life, whether that is a, you know, assisted living facility or whatever. So he gives them a physical book and that's like his inception to get them to give him a call back. And that's the value that he's delivering. So that's why I love this concept so much. And I think it's awesome that you guys are doing this. So again, guys, if you're in the St. Louis area, make sure you do go check this out. You absolutely have to. So Sam, we're going to have to wrap this up. I do want to give you one more opportunity. If there's something else marketing related that maybe we talked about a little bit or didn't talk about that you'd like to share, just a little nugget of information marketing related, you got one last chance to share it.
One last chance. All right. Well, I would just say, I mean, you've done a great job wrapping it all up and kind of tying a bow on everything, but I would just say using those multiple channels. When somebody, if you send them one letter, the odds of, you know, actually getting them to call you are pretty slim. But if you send them multiple letters, you're advertising to them on Facebook, or you're potentially cold calling, if you're hitting them at multiple different levels, that's the best way to do it. You can't just send, you know, 500 letters one month and assume you're going to get buys. And you have to continually do it and continually hit them from every different angle possible. I hit on it a little bit earlier, but just to kind of close into summarize how we used all these different marketing channels, mainly Facebook, to help our SEO. But our website traffic was around 1,000 new unique visitors a month before we did the Facebook ads. And we spent $1,000 a month on Facebook ads, so nothing crazy, a month. And then went from 1,000 to 3,000. That very next month, we tripled our online unique first-time visitors just by spending $1,000 on Facebook ads. So you don't have to have a $10,000 budget to do something like that. You can have a decent website, spend $500 on Facebook ads in a month, and you're going to get a lot more people to your website. And that's the goal. From there, obviously, you have the website to create call to actions and all that kind of stuff. We won't get into that, but just getting them to the website. It's not super expensive, I guess, would be my takeaway.
Yeah, absolutely. That, man, great stuff. Perfect cap off here. I'm going to leave it at that. Sam, thank you so much for being on today, man, and sharing everything that you have. I'm definitely going to have you back again soon because we got a couple more things to talk about. But if somebody did want to get in contact with you specifically or learn more about Faster Freedom and a couple other things that are going on with you, obviously, guys, like I said, everything's going to be linked in the description below. So make sure you check that out or the show notes. But Sam, what's the best way to make that happen? Somebody get in contact with you or learn more about Faster Freedom?
The best way would just be on Facebook or Instagram. Faster Freedom, our Facebook channel on Instagram is Faster Freedom. Our handle on Facebook is Faster Freedom as well. Shoot me a message. I'll be glad to get back to you. And our YouTube channel, if you guessed, is under Faster Freedom as well. So any of those, you just get involved in there. I'll be happy to call you up, have a conversation with you and talk through anything we talked about on here or anything else. The more we give, you know that, Josh, the more we give, the more we get back. So I'm happy to help with anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving is a really good marketing strategy. No, let's just be real. Awesome. Well, we're going to have all that linked below. So make sure you guys do go check all that out. And like I said, go check out the meetup group once we get this thing back up and running. So that's going to do it for this episode. Sam, again, thank you for being on. I'll look forward to having you back again soon.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening and joining in today. If you're not already, make sure you are subscribed to the REI Marketing Weekly, whatever podcast platform you're listening to. If you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Head over to the review page right now. Leave me a 5-star review. Much appreciated. If you have any feedback on maybe somebody that you want to see on the show or whatever, make sure you do leave that feedback, or you can reach out to me, josh@colormedia.com. REIMarketingWeekly.com is available right now. We just got the website up and running. So all the show notes from this episode and every other episode is on there right now. So REIMarketingWeekly.com. Make sure to go check that out. A lot of awesome resources and information that's on that website. And then one more time, REI.video. Make sure you're checking that out. Thank you guys for joining us today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.